Well, voters are going to the polls in 77 of Michigan's 83 counties today. Most are casting ballots for local mayoral and city council candidates, as well as school-related issues. During nearly every election, city and county clerks face a similar challenge, finding enough volunteers to work the polls. Then there's election fatigue. That term is usually associated with volunteers and voters who have grown tired of multiple ballot cycles. Today's vote is the fourth election held this year here in Ingham County. Joining us to talk about Election Day logistics, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. Barb, nice to talk to you.
Good morning. It's very nice to be on this morning. Thank you for having me.
How many volunteers do you like to have ready to go on an election day in the county?
You know, we like to have volunteers at all of our polling precincts that are having elections, and we like to have the maximum number possible. You know, last term, the Michigan legislature passed legislation to allow local clerks to go outside of their municipalities to get other volunteers because some municipalities were having such a difficult time getting volunteers and getting poll workers, quite frankly, people that are paid not much and worked very hard, actually, on Election Day. So we are seeing some more people able to work at our precincts, but it is a massive undertaking to conduct the elections in our state, and we need as many volunteers as possible.
How do you work pretty hard at recruiting them? Do you advertise? How does that work?
The municipal clerks get most of the volunteers and the poll workers. I train them and certify them to be able to work at the precincts. But the municipal clerks take it upon themselves to find those workers as well as those volunteers. And then, of course, campaigns find volunteers as well to help get out the vote and do a lot of those activities.
I'm curious. I tend to notice a lot of volunteers tend to be older people. Are you succeeding at getting younger people available for this job?
You know, I think in the past we have seen a lot of seniors that help out in elections, and I think with recent events over the past couple of years, the attacks on women's health and middle-class families, we're seeing more and more young people and more families coming out and volunteering to get out the vote, work at polls, and make sure people are engaged because I think they are seeing finally the impacts of elections and how the results of elections, the impacts they have on, you know, their families.
Now, the polls are open typically 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's a pretty long day. Do the volunteers work those entire 13 hours, or do you have enough of them that you can split these shifts up?
So the volunteers don't have to work the whole day, but the workers, those poll workers, must be there the entire time. And I think it's imperative for the listeners to know that if they are in line at 8 o'clock at night, they still have a right to vote. You know, my job as the county clerk really starts up around 7:30, and then, of course, 8 o'clock when the polls close. That's when my office, my county office, gets really busy. Because that's when municipal clerks are sending their election data to me. Mm-hmm. Now, in Ingham County, we have the city of East Lansing and the city of Lansing that can electronically upload those results to us. Meridian Township can also upload those results to us. The rest of the municipalities in Ingham County have to physically drive their memory packs to the office in Mason. So sometimes it takes a little while to get those results for some of those outlying municipalities.
Mm-hmm. Does that need to change? I mean, the driving the results to Mason?
You know, I do have concerns about driving the results to Mason, especially during the seasons of bad roads. I worry about some of my municipalities driving on the bad roads late at night. But right now, that's what is approved in our county and in our state. So that's how we have to operate. The larger municipalities, you know, Meridian Township, Lansing, East Lansing, they can electronically upload. But even with that, sometimes there are kinks in the system, and sometimes they have to physically drive those memory packs to me in the county to upload those results. So, you know, I look forward to technology improving our electoral process in our state, but right now that is what is approved.
Sounds like you breathe a huge sigh of relief when you finally got all of the results in your hands.
We certainly do. Once everything uploaded in the county, we are very thankful. But then that comes upon me to release those unofficial results. And my website's not where it should be yet. I've been working to improve that, the county website. So you'll see the results on the county website. You'll also see them on my personal Facebook and Twitter feeds, because I want to make sure the results, although still unofficial tonight, those results are out there. Those results will not be official results until the Board of Canvassers approves the results.
How many people work closely with you? How many people do you have staffing your office tonight after, say, 7:30 p.m.?
Tonight it'll be me and two others, my chief elections officer and then another clerk that will be with me trying to get results received and then the unofficial results uploaded as soon as possible.
This will be the fourth election Ingham County's overseen in 2013. How big an issue is volunteer fatigue? How big an issue is voter fatigue in your view?
I think voter fatigue is a big concern. I'm not sure we're going to see people come to the polls today. I think it's imperative that people come out and vote. You know, my grandmother always told me, you cannot complain if you did not vote. So I would encourage all people, all qualified registered voters, to make sure they get out and they vote and have their voice heard.
Very good. Barb Byram is the clerk of Ingham County. We've been talking about election logistics and voter and volunteer fatigue. Thank you, Barb.
Thank you so much for having me, and get out and vote.